Caleb and John are here. Libby and Karis as well. Thank you for coming. We'll talk with them in just a little bit. They brought the sunshine and warm temps. And, well, you guys picked the right song. It's terrific.
No.
Upbeat, fun, joyous song. So it's great.
Oh,
love it.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Glad to have you here at WWIB. From the label, it's Karis and Libby here with us today. All right, let's get to know you a little bit. First of all, Caleb and John, tell us about yourself, how you got into music, how you met, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So John and I actually, we met a year ago on as of tax day, April 15th.
Okay.
I know. It's crazy. So it was normally a terrible, terrible day for Americans.
God restore it.
That's right.
Thank
that's right.
Jesus.
That's a good memory for us.
There you go.
Yeah, so we just got introduced by a mutual friend, and they said, hey, said to me, hey, I think you should meet my friend John. I really think that you guys would work well together if you were to consider doing music together. And I'd been doing my own solo artist stuff at that point. John had been as well. But we're like, you know what? If it's the right guy, we'll be open
sure.
to it. And so we met up for breakfast at Puffy Muffin and Brentwood, Tennessee.
Mutton, actual Puffy Mutton.
And we just were like, man, I think we just thought, man, well, the other person's a great guy. It's like, let's see if it works musically. So.
Sure.
A couple days after that, locked ourselves in my studio for 2 days, 16 hours over those 2 days, and came out of it. We're like, yeah, man, this is the right fit.
Okay,
this
so you knew right it was the right thing.
We absolutely knew it.
It's terrific.
Yep. Yeah, right. And the Lord's just kind of been blowing open doors for us ever since.
Yeah, man, ever since that, man, it took us, since that day, it took us about 2 months to get signed to the label, and then...
Fair Trade Records.
Fair Woo! Trade. Shout out Fair
yeah,
Trade.
There you go. Fair Trade, you bet.
Yeah, and then, you know, a lot of artists, they'll get signed, and then it takes them years to find... you know, a good song for a single. And for us, like, we were each on different tours. He's playing for Sam Hunt. I was playing for Katie Nicole last year. And we were just sending, you know, voice notes back and forth. And we would come back together. And we ended up finding some pretty good stuff within, like, 3 months. And so,
you know.
So you kind of knew right away there was chemistry with you guys.
Yep.
I mean, because it's you're spent a lot of time together. You're going to be doing... concerts and that kind of thing on the road a lot, like you are right now. You got to make sure it works, huh?
For sure. Absolutely. I mean, and John and I over the last year have gotten to know each other so well and we've really become like, I mean, John has five sisters, so and no brothers.
So did you ever get into the bathroom, John?
I learned how to contain myself for long periods of time. Caleb was definitely like the older brother that I had never had. And I'd probably say I was probably the younger brother that probably didn't want.
No comment. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, I have two brothers and one older, one younger. And they're actually both special needs.
Okay.
So my younger brother is, he's 25 years old, but mentally he's about five, has something called lens microphthalmia syndrome. So I think this relationship with John has definitely been a very, and none of my brothers are musical. So this relationship with John has definitely been something that I've never had before. And it's been a really cool and special thing. So,
All right. So that's how you two met. And from that point on, it's music, Caleb and John. And you're going to be out doing concerts, that kind of thing. Take me back further. Where are you from?
Okay.
We know a little bit about, you know, you're growing up with sisters and that kind of thing.
That's right.
And your family. But tell us about where you're from and some of the things that impacted your life as you grew up.
So I grew up in upstate New York, so Rochester, New York. I moved down to Tennessee when I was about 10 or 11 years old. And I kind of grew up more of a cultural Christian, I guess is what you call it. You know, we just went to church. And
long story behind this, but to make that short, we said, okay, well, we're going to have this duo. What should be the name of it? Obviously, it wouldn't be Caleb and John, because that's ridiculous. That's boring. So let's find a name for this thing. And we came up with, how many names would you say, John?
Way too many. none of them were good.
was there a really... out there name, weird name.
I don't even remember. We probably have a note somewhere.
We have a note with all the names somewhere, I think. But
cool ones. But it's like everything today is just taken. Like there'll be an artist who just has, you know.
You Google it, it's already gone.
Right. That's the thing. There are like tens of thousands of artists on Spotify. They have 10 monthly listeners, and half of them are their family.
Sure.
But they came up with this great band name.
Fantastic name.
And so now they own it. And so we can't have it. So we're like, we like to joke, it's like trying on 50 different shirts and then going back to the first one you tried on.
There you go. All right. Well, they are called Caleb and John. They brought their instruments in. They're going to do some live songs for us. Well, we're welcomed having Caleb and John here, the new artists on the CCM label, Fair Trade. And they're here in studio, guys, and you're going to play some music for us, right?
Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
What do you got?
We'd love to. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely.
So we've been talking about it a little bit here, but John and I both come from very different backgrounds. You know, I was raised as a pastor's kid, and John found Jesus earlier in life. But this first song that we want to share with you is really about that, because no matter who you are, where you come from, the gospel applies to you, and just know that Jesus loves you. So no matter who you are, what's happening in your life, if God can change our lives, the lives of somebody like me, he can change the lives of somebody like you.
Oh, I'm the child of a loving father. I'm a part of the family. His mercy is sweet like summer, and he's always welcoming. So if you feel like you're going under, come and fall on amazing grace. He's the God who can walk on water, and his love can change. Somebody like me, somebody like you. You come as you are and you leave brand new. If you're feeling broken, running out of hope, then just look how his love set free somebody like me.
Oh, come on.
Somebody like me should be buried under all my mistakes, 6 feet under what I've done. But now I'm covered by the weight of his grace. Hallelujah for the blood that saves.
Yeah.
Somebody like me, somebody like you. You come as you are and you leave brand new. If you're feeling broken, running out of hope, then just look how his love set free somebody like me. Yeah, somebody like me.
Hey, come on.
Woo. Yeah. All right, come on, shout out. Show him how it's done, John.
I got you.
Woo! Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. If you're the wayward son, if you're the daughter on the run, it doesn't matter where you're coming from, cause he'll set you free, he'll wash you clean. If you're the sheep that's lost, if you're the thief on the cross, you can change the road you're walking on, he'll set you free, he'll wash you clean. If you're somebody like me, somebody like you, you come as you are and you leave brand new. If you're feeling broken, running out of hope, then just look how his love set free somebody like me, somebody like you. You come as you are and you leave brand new. If you're feeling broken, running out of hope, then just look how his love set free somebody like me.
Terrific.
Very good. Superb. That was wonderful.
Love it.
Man, appreciate
man, your
you.
Voices are so beautiful together.
Oh,
the harmony is terrific.
Oh,
terrific.
Thank you so much. Appreciate hey, that's a God thing right there. God's the one that put us together.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, right. Seriously. Yeah. Well, John, tell them a little bit about this next one.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess you guys have already heard Hallelujah Feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well,
love
that's
it.
A good thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so I guess a little bit about how we went in to write it. We went in with, you know, this idea of, like, Hallelujah Feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had to write around that whole hook. And so I remember me, like, going into the, you know, the co-write with Caleb and some other guys. You know, we were sitting there, we're like, okay, what is this? How are we going to right around it. And for me, you know, my parents were going through a divorce. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was in the middle of, like, I was engaged. I was about to, you know, get married.
Wow.
So it was like a super, super weird and kind of awful time. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, going into write about a hallelujah feeling wasn't necessarily the easiest thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I went in and we worked on it. And I remember walking out, I felt so encouraged. Just because, you know, writing around it, like, what's the verse? Like,
yeah,
I should probably know it. I sing that part. But, like, some days I climb the mountain, some days I touch the clouds, some days my best friend has been the cold, hard ground.
Mm-hmm.
And that day was, like, my best friend was definitely the cold, hard ground.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, you know, it's just so encouraging to know that, like, even if it's, like, the best day of your life or even if it's the worst day of your life, mm-hmm. you've always got this hope. And, you know, we have the hope of salvation and the joy that comes with that. But also, you know, just thinking, you know, it's not just that God's going to be with me in eternity. It's that he was with me in that moment when we were writing the song. And, you know, that whole season that I was, you know, going through with my parents and my family, mm-hmm. like he was right there with me, giving me that joy and that hallelujah feeling. So,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Romans 15:13 says, may the God of all hope give you joy and peace that comes from believing so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you might abound in hope. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we think the hallelujah feeling is. It's the joy and peace that comes from believing. Mm-hmm. And it's not about the circumstances that we're in. It's not about how good or bad things are, but it is through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that means that's for everybody.
Yes, sir.
This is hallelujah feeling.
Amen.
Count us all.
One, two. I got that hallelujah feeling down in my soul.
Oh, some days I climb the mountains. Some days I touch the clouds. Some days my best friend has been the cold, hard ground. But there's mercy new each morning. And there's comfort through the night. Yeah. My eyes are fixed on Jesus, and I'm gonna be alright.
I got that hallelujah feeling down in my soul. I got that hallelujah feeling, and it won't let go. I've been born again, yes and amen. No matter what comes, I know I got that hallelujah feeling down in my soul.
Because it's raining doesn't mean the sun won't shine. There's a season for the struggle and a season for the prize. But my hope is never faded, cause it's anchored in the truth. Yeah. My Father goes before me, and his joy will see me through.
I got that hallelujah feeling down in my soul. I got that hallelujah feeling, and it won't let go. I've been born again, yes and amen. No matter what comes, I know I got that hallelujah feeling down in my soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, give me some.
Everything is shaking, got that solid rock like pavement. I might bend, but I'm not breaking. I know who's on my side. When everything is shaking, got that solid rock like pavement. I might bend, but I'm not breaking. The Lord is on my side.
He's on my side.
I got that hallelujah feeling down in my soul. I got that hallelujah feeling, and it won't let go. I've been born again, yes and amen. No matter what comes, I know I got that hallelujah feeling down in my soul.
song. Love it.
Very good.
There's the first released song from Caleb and John, and they're here in studio with us today. And you ready for a manly challenge coming up here?
So ready.
Okay, we'll set you up and get you ready, Caleb and John. We'll see how their muscle power coming up here in just a little bit. And dexterity. Okay, here we go. The challenge, it's called Cans and Jars.
Yeah.
And what are they going to have to do here, Dawson?
Yeah, Cans and Jars with Caleb and John is the little moniker we've given it. Essentially, we have a lineup, about a dozen different things that are famously hard to open. They're going to be going head-to-head, and there's a little bell to ring at the end to signal who gets it. So sort of brought about, I believe it was Michelle's idea. Michelle and Caleb sort of brainchild here. Just at home opening things and having these two manly men come in, throwing them against this challenge and seeing who can make it to the end faster. So I think whenever you're ready, we'll be good to start. I'll be doing play-by-play. We got Caleb on Facebook Live. If you want to see it happen yourself, maybe give him a minute to get on there. Facebook Live. Where can they find that? WWIB Radio on Facebook. You can find it there. Otherwise, we'll have Michelle taking a video. But getting warmed up here and ready to get started. Greg, we'll give you a countdown.
Okay. You ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. Starting with a pickle jar. It's open. John's got it easy. Popcorn bag is next. They're both struggling. They're struggling here as they're going for the second one. Trying to pop it. It didn't quite work. Struggling here on the second item. John's letting out some cries of effort. Caleb's got it open. And are you kidding me from John? All right. The bag is open. Apple juice. No problem for Caleb. They're moving on to the CD here. The fourth item on our list. Both of them. Focusing here. Their nails going to work. This is rough from Caleb as he gets to work. John says it's basically open, but the judges are looking. All right, it's a thumbs up from Greg. It is open. He's moving on to the pudding cup as Caleb is still on the CD struggling. John's asking, where's the tab on the pudding cup? We cut it off to make it a little bit more challenging as he's struggling. He's got it open. He's moving on to the sixth item. It looks like nacho cheese in the little container as Caleb is still on the CD focusing on it to see if he can finally get it open and move on to the fifth item of the pudding cup. Okay? All right. The nacho cheese is open. A mustard packet. Done. Easy. A glass bottle. Struggling? All right, CD is done. Caleb's moving on to the pudding cup. Do what you need to. Caleb is slamming the bottle on the desk over and over. He got it? He claims he got it, but he's still struggling. In the meantime, Caleb has gotten the pudding cup. No problem. Moving on to... A glass bottle is open. Moving on to a small jar open of Nutella or something along those lines. A Slim Jim open. And finally, the bottle. The glass bottle is what Caleb is on. And the biscuits, the Easy Bake biscuits, as he tries to open them as Caleb's hot on his tail. This is what it comes down to, folks. There it is with the pop. He rings the bell. John brings home the gold. Caleb in hot pursuit, but not quite there in time. Wow, a tight race between the two incredible artists. A fist bump solidarity even on the other side of this wonderful competition between the two of them. We'll get them on the mic to tell them, to tell all of you guys what that was like in just a bit here. You're tuned in to WWIB with Caleb and John live in studio. Greg and Dawson interviewing the pleasure of sharing the airspace with them, these latest CCM artists. Yeah, right, you guys can get back on the mics.
On
we can
mics
get your impressions of what that was like for you.
All right, tell us about it.
Yeah.
Tell you about it?
Yeah.
What was the toughest one for you to open?
CD, I could not get that thing
that
open.
That was one we were thinking would be tricky.
That was the worst one.
And
the CD was already broken, too. The jewel case was already broken.
So
I don't know.
Got a head start there,
That's probably why.
Trick is, I learned this in high school because I think I told somebody, like, my car didn't have Bluetooth, so I have the mountain of CDs.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Sure.
And I totally, like, the trick is you go to the corner and you you pull off.
That's what I was trying to do.
There's like a little lip on there.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to do.
You did?
I couldn't get it.
It just wasn't happening.
It wasn't happening.
For me, it was the apple cider, whatever that is. I put my body on the line. My fingers all messed up.
Oh, my goodness. No,
like, we have a first aid kit
here.
Yeah.
It was totally okay. Worth it, though.
For those of you listening, John significantly cut his finger.
Oh, we're talking about this goodness. A bit ahead of time. We're glad you guys played beforehand, so we didn't have to work around that. Wow. Yeah, no, sort of talking about it off the air a bit, we were talking about Caleb a bit more analytical and John having some more raw talent. You were a bit more focused, and he was just the raw passion, just going at it. And
that's the only way I can win, Caleb.
I mean, you brought home the gold. You did it.
You got
it. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'll be training, and the next time we come, I'm going to take it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You got pickle juice. Oh,
man. Oh, man.
That was wonderful to see.
We'll get you to the dry cleaner here.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing along, guys.
Absolutely.
Thanks
absolutely.
For being here.
Yes, thank you for having us.
So tell everybody where they can find you. You have a website.
If you go to, if you go on social media, if you go to just at Caleb John Music on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, for any TikTokers out there, find us on there as well. So that's where you can find the brunt. We've got the website. It's right about to be up, and it'll be CalebandJohn.com within the next week or so.
Yeah, gotcha. Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming. It has been a pleasure. Fun to have you in studio and to hear your heart for the Lord.
Yes, thank you guys for having us. Seriously.
Of course.
That's right.
Caleb and John.
Hands
Fair
and jars.
Trade record label and the jars. Harrison Libby, thank you for coming as well. And look forward to playing a lot of Hallelujah Feeling and much, much more here from Caleb and John.
Well, in studio, things more cleaned up now. We still have Caleb and John. It was an absolute pleasure to have you guys on the drive this afternoon.
Oh, man.
You guys are a delight. Super excited to hear more from you guys in the future. I know you said where people could find you, but what does the future hold for you guys? What are you looking to do down the line?
Well, so as we are, as we're coming into the spring and the summer here, so we're just gonna get back to work and keep writing some more songs and get back in the studio. We got a few more recorded and we're gonna be releasing some new ones here, and then that'll be pretty much our work for the summer. And then in the fall, we'll probably be looking to go on the road and play some shows.
Sure. Anywhere people could expect to find you down the line, or waiting to. Goodness. Find those places.
We haven't figured it out quite yet.
Sure. No. I don't know how soon ahead of time these things are done.
Sure.
Yeah. But no, absolutely excited for more people to hear your stuff because, just from what I heard, from what I saw, seeing you guys live in the studio, absolutely wonderful. I listen to CCM all day, so, I want to say you guys stand out and, how you have that charisma, the way you play off each other. Really, really great to see.
Oh, thank you, Dawson. Yeah, that means a lot to us.
Yeah, I'm glad. Well, you are on the drive, and as promised, we're going to get back to those great tunes and lyrics you can trust, but I'm welcomed by another guest. It's not Caleb and John back in the studio, but it is another welcome face here on the drive. It's my father, Mark Alverson.
Hey, we got welcome. Thank you, Dawson. The A&W Grand Opening Celebration in Altoona. A lot of cars during the drive time, but I'll tell you what, it's because they've got the $3 special for the mushroom and onion, and yes, there's cheese on there. And this looks like a mighty good burger. So I thought maybe we'd do a little live tasting here on the drive.
Yeah, he got us some of those burgers you can get today, and we're going to try them out here on the drive. You didn't just bring burgers, though. You brought something along with it as well.
Right. I got a half a gallon of the delicious, legendary A&W root beer. That is not poured in a cup, so we'll have to taste the burgers on the air. We'll get to the root beer afterwards.
I didn't know they did that, but I'm glad they do because that root beer is just delicious. So, going in for this taste test, let's
all right,
try it out.
Here we go. All right, the mushroom and onion. All right, he's biting in already.
I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Lots of mushrooms.
That's
good
delicious.
Cheese.
Really, really good stuff. That's a good burger. Again, I don't know if I want to chew on the air.
I like the mushroom and Swiss burgers, and you get the mushroom, the cheese, but then also with A&W throwing in the lots of onions, too.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just a well-put-together piece. It's the grand opening celebration at your all-new A&W in Altoona. It's running now through Sunday, but today in particular, you can get these delicious single mushroom onion melts for just $3.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really great deal.
Yeah, so limit 5, take advantage of that. Open until 10 o'clock tonight, A&W. And again, somebody's going to win that 50-inch TV, too.
Yeah, the 50-inch TV as well as a, free root beer float every week for a year.
Somebody's
going to
go with that.
Really wonderful prizes from the Spin to Win contest. If you can't make it tonight, tomorrow's offer is 2 cheeseburgers for $5. And then on Saturday, it's going to be a $2 medium root beer float. So whenever you're able to make it out there during this grand opening celebration, highly recommend you do so.
Delicious.
Absolutely delicious. Yeah, thanks. You know, I love the drive, but it's taxing work. hungry. So thanks for coming out and supporting me.